I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
So it's here. The day. As in like the day. The Leaving Cert results are about to go online and I am, okay, I'm trying to think of an Irish Times way of putting this, shitting carrot puree. It feels nothing at all like the first time I sat the thing back in 1998 when my old dear collected my results from the school and informed me through a drunken haze, hers, that I'd managed to pull off the exact reverse of maximum points. Or in 1999 when I repeated the feat and my old man began his 7-year legal campaign to try to prove to a succession of judges and juries that I was some sort of misunderstood genius instead of the low-watt rugby moron that the rest of the world saw. Like I said, I actually care this time. Not that the Leaving Cert is of any use to me now. It's just that my daughter has put in hundreds of hours tutoring me, all fully paid, I should add, at higher rates than the institute charge, and I don't want to let her down.
What time is it?
Surika goes. I'm there. It's like 60 seconds after the last time you asked me. You know, we're sitting around the kitchen island. I've got the old laptop Aruni open in front of me, and Surika is making us a celebration breakfast. She's got a bottle of Veuve in the fridge and enough smashed avocado to keep the peace in Ranelagh for an entire bank holiday weekend.
Hit refresh again, Honor goes.
I do, and it's like still nothing. There's suddenly a ring at the door.
I'll get that, Honor goes.
Then 10 seconds later, the house is filled with the smell of Estee Lauder and triple sec, and a noise like someone is trying to rip up the wood flooring in the hallway using a Kango hammer, which can only mean that my old pair have popped in. Where's the scholar? He goes, barging his way into the kitchen. You know, the scholar was what he started calling me when I was like 8 years old, and he saw me reading a book. Well, he always says it was a book, even though it was actually the Dulux colour chart, upside fucking down as well, and he burned it out of fear that my interest in reading might derail my development as a 10. He's like, big day, eh, kicker?
Oh, for heaven's sake, the old dear goes, don't build him up, Charles. We don't want to see him disappointed again, like after all those court cases. Circus there. Well, I'm hopefully confident this time, especially given that he's not looking for points. He just wants to scrape a pass. Isn't that right, Ross?
Well, just to let you know, the old man goes, before I can even answer, I have Hennessy on standby just as soon as we have news. I've asked him to clear the week. I'm like, seriously, it's a wonder I have any confidence hanging around with you lot.
Dad, Honor goes, look at the clock.
Which I do. And I see that it's time. My fingers are actually shaking as I type my exam number into the laptop. They're all like standing around the island opposite me, big expectant faces on them. 3 times I type in the wrong code.
Leo sniggers. Can't even remember his own fucking number, he goes.
6 years old, bear in mind. Then him and his 2 brothers start laughing at me like cartoon hyenas.
Honor's there. Remember the breathing technique I showed you, Dad. Inhale for 6 seconds, hold it for 3, then exhale like you're blowing out a candle.
I do what she says, and the number immediately pops into my head. I bang it into the computer, then my results suddenly appear on the screen. I stare at them for like ages, this mass of just like numbers and letters, trying to figure out what they mean, while the rest of them watch my face turn slowly pale.
Ross, it was just a bit of fun, Surika goes. Something to do while we were all locked down, like my watercolour class.
The old dear goes, did you say there was going to be champagne, Surika? We may as well drink it. There are sober people in the world. I can actually feel tears in my eyes.
Look at him fucking crying, Brian goes.
Destitutus ventis, the old man shouts. Remus at eBay. As Hennessy and I were wont to say back in our day, bribing Dublin County councillors, if the wind fails you, use the bloody well oars. I shall phone the great man this instant. I slam the laptop shut and I stand up. I point at Honor. That girl, I go, is the only person in this house who thinks I'm worth anything. I storm across the kitchen and I kick the Brabantia, sending the rubbish, we're talking recyclables and non-recyclables, spilling across the kitchen floor.
Fucking dickhead,
I hear Leo go. And over my shoulder I go, take a look in the mirror, pal. Take a look in the fucking mirror, as I tear open the back door. A few seconds later, Honor joins me on the swing outside. People had believed that I was capable of doing something other than playing rugby, I go. Imagine what I could have achieved in my life. Not that it matters. Jesus, look where we're living. But my point still stands. Honor suddenly bursts out laughing.
Oh my God, she goes. You fucking passed, didn't you?
And I just nod. The tears, seriously, blinding me. I look at her. Even she's in tears, and Honor never cries. We took her to a consultant when she was like 9 because Surika thought she had underactive tear ducts. It turns out that, much to our relief, she just didn't give a shit about anything.
Oh my God, she goes, throwing her arms around me. I'm so fucking proud of you, Dad.
Smashed it, I go. 5 passes at ordinary level. And even as I say it, it feels surreal. Like I've just discovered that I possess a superpower, but don't know yet what I'm supposed to do with it. And yeah, no, I realise that finally passing the Leaving Cert at 41 doesn't make me A.V. Nisulawan. But I know, at the same time, that my life will never be the same again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.